Robo Bees. On the way to school one morning, Arthur saw a girl looking around as if she was lost.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes, the girl answered.
My name is Ellie. Do you know how to go to Virtue Primary School?
Hey, I'm going to the school too. Let me show you. I'm Arthur, by the way. Just then, Ellie heard some buzzing sound. She looked up and saw a swarm of bees flying towards them.
Bees, run!
Ellie shrieked. When she stopped by the road to catch her breath, Arthur caught up.
Are the bees gone?
Ellie asked.
Yes, but why did you run?
Those robo bees won't hurt us. They just identify flowers through their camera lenses, Arthur explained.
Robo bees?
Ellie was confused.
Yes,
the scientists made them to take up the jobs of real bees, to spread pollen among flowers and plants. Arthur went on.
But why?
Ellie could not understand.
All the real bees disappeared abruptly in 2030.
Without robo bees, there would be no honey, no flowers, no fruit or crops.
In 2030? Then what year is it now?
2048. Why? Arthur replied. A chill went down Ellie's spine and she murmured,
It should be 2018.
What? Arthur showed Ellie his tablet. The calendar in it showed 2048. He took Ellie to school for help.
Don't worry, my dear.
Miss Fu comforted Ellie. It happens all the time. People from the past step into the time journey exits by accident. The government has set up a special team to help time travelers like you. They are coming soon.
Miss Fu, why did bees become extinct in 2030?
Ellie asked. No one really knew. Miss Fu sighed. Maybe the farmers used too much pesticide. When bees brought pollen with pesticide to their hives, the young bees could not live.
Isn't there something scientists can do to bring the bees back?
Ellie was sad.
I'm not sure,
but I think we can try. Just then, the special team arrived. Ellie waved goodbye to Arthur and Miss Fu before stepping into the space capsule. A few days later, Arthur saw an interview and a scientist caught his attention.
"Welcome, Dr. Ellie Seto," the host greeted. "Your lab has successfully bred the ancient bees which had become extinct. Can you tell us more about the recent breakthrough in your research?"
"Sure. It is very important to preserve bees. My interest in bees started with a very special experience when I was a little girl.